In this bulletin, New South Wales records its worst day for new coronavirus infections. Australia's medical regulator approves Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 12 to 16. And in sport, an opening ceremony like no other. The Tokyo Olympic Games officially starts in just hours. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. New South Wales has declared its coronavirus outbreak a national emergency. The state's recorded 136 new local cases, another daily record, and an 89-year-old Sydney man has died. The Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, is calling for COVID-19 vaccines to be redirected to the areas of Sydney most affected by the virus.
The group of workers that keep the society going is this group of workers in the 20 to 49-year-old age group in southwestern Sydney. Under 40s would not have been routinely eligible for vaccination in terms of Pfizer. And what I've recommended to government is we urgently do mass vaccination of those workers to stem the transmission risk.
Victoria is calling for a ring of steel to be placed around metropolitan Sydney to stop the virus spreading further across the country. The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the containment measure was used during Victoria's second wave last year and was effective.
If there is a national emergency, and I'm not doubting that for a moment in Sydney, then it is a national responsibility that Sydney siders are locked into Sydney. We need a ring of steel around Sydney so that this virus is not spreading into other parts of our nation. Let's focus on fixing what's going on in Sydney. Let's focus on not spreading what's going on in Sydney across the rest of our country.
Victoria has recorded 14 new local COVID-19 cases, all linked to the current outbreak. 10 of the new cases were in quarantine throughout their entire infectious period. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says he's hopeful a seven-day lockdown will be enough to end the current COVID-19 outbreak after the state detected just one new case. South Australian correspondent Peter Doherty has the details.
The new infection is a man in his 60s who attended what authorities describe as a super-spreading event at a winery in Adelaide's north. There are now 8 cases linked to the venue. The man initially tested negative but developed symptoms during his quarantine period. It comes as the state processes a record of 23,600 tests. About 100 contacts linked to the winery and another high-risk site have been moved into many hotels. Premier Stephen Marshall says results so far indicate the lockdown could be wound back after 7 days, but he says restrictions will be stepped down gradually. Peter Doherty, Adelaide.
New Zealand has suspended the Trans-Tasman travel bubble for at least 8 weeks. From 11:59 tonight, Australians will no longer be able to enter New Zealand quarantine-free. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says if they need the pause to go longer, it will.
In the view of our health officials, there is greater risk now from the Delta variant than there was when we opened the quarantine-free travel arrangement with Australia. It is the government's duty to keep New Zealanders safe from COVID-19, and we continue to believe that the strongest health response is also the strongest economic response.
Australia's top immunisation advisory body expects to make recommendations about the vaccination of children aged 12 to 16 against COVID-19 by next week. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has sanctioned use of the Pfizer vaccine for children in that age group. Final approval now rests with the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisations. The advisory group's Chris Blythe has told the Senate committee the COVID working group is currently considering its clinical recommendations.
We will be and have already spoken to a number of the international, other countries that are looking at rolling out programs in adolescents to understand their thinking and, importantly, understanding our local epidemiology. Particularly, are there groups of children at particular risk who should be prioritised ahead of a broader program?
In sport, and the much-anticipated opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympic Games is just hours away. It's expected to be an opening ceremony like no other because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Just 950 spectators will be present. While polls show most Japanese people are against the games taking place, on the streets of Tokyo this morning, this resident was optimistic.
I know a lot of things have been said about the games, but I think it's good if we can hold such an international event safely under the restrictions and pass its legacy on to the next generation.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers becoming windy and 13. Melbourne, similar conditions, 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, showers, 10 degrees. Wollongong, windy, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 18 degrees as well. Newcastle, windy, 18. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, sunny, 29. Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.